Radio, 1500 AM.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
We've got an exciting half hour for you this morning. We've got another guest from the General Services Administration. In fact, she is Casey Coleman, the Chief Information Officer of GSA, somebody who's phenomenally busy and in her time, and very lucky to have her here on Off the Shelf. Before I introduce Casey today and start talking about what's going on in the wonderful world of Chief Information Officers in GSA, I want to remind you, our loyal listeners, that if you have a question for my show guest today, if you have a topic that you'd like to see us covered on Off the Shelf, or maybe you have a question for me, your humble host, you never know what we might be able to answer here for you. You know where to reach us by now. Our email address is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We love to take your questions here, and we do take the feedback in putting shows together today, which is one reason why my guest today is the aforementioned Casey Coleman, the Chief Information Officer of GSA, and we're going to be talking this half hour about what's going on in her world. Casey Coleman, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thank you, Larry. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great having you with us today, and I do appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and it's been fun putting this show together, so we'll get started with some good questions. At least we hope they're good. We'll let you be the judge of that. Casey, there's been a lot of discussion in your world, particularly the IT world, about IT-related dashboards. It seems that almost every new solution gets its own dashboard. While some of this looks like an innovative use of technology, there's also some confusion in the community, procurement community, over the relatively fast pace of dashboard creation. What are some of the key dashboards that your office is working on now, and what needs are you hoping that will be met by them?
Well, the key thing about dashboards is that they are only as good as the underlying information. So the dashboard idea is a fabulous one. It really is a lens of transparency into, you know, information, complex information that the government has about the work that it does. But the dashboard, whatever it may be, only works if the information underneath is correct. So that points to, you know, a conflict between the need to move quickly and the need to also make sure the information is correct. And those are some of the challenges that we deal with as we think about business intelligence and think about information management and how we present the information in a way that can be useful for making decisions and understanding our work. In addition to the IT dashboard that we support, the federal IT dashboard, we're looking at internal uses of dashboards for managing the business at GSA. One of the things that I'm piloting internally is a dashboard for my office, the office of the CIO at GSA, to post our service levels, to post our performance, our customer satisfaction scores, to post our tickets that we manage and the rate at which we close them, and to give our constituents, our customers, a view into the work that we do on their behalf and how we're performing as stewards of our budget. So we think that's going to be a particularly useful one to kind of demystify the work that we're doing. I think that this approach is something that can be used in every part of GSA because of the information-intense nature of what we do and the fast pace at which our business flows.
So give us an example. You referenced that your office is responsible for managing the federal IT dashboard. What are some of the types of solutions that can be found on that dashboard, and when do or when should agency customers be looking to that dashboard to find the things that they need?
We, GSA, do manage the federal IT dashboard. My office's role is to, just for clarification, my office's role is to post the GSA investments and the status of those in the GSA segment on the dashboard. in terms of the usefulness of it, I think it's one tool. It is not the 360-degree view that a vendor or an industry organization would care about. It's only one element. The things you can find on there are, you know, what are all of the investments? You can find out geographically where investments are going in terms of, across the United States. You can also see relatively how investments are performing, what's the cost and schedule performance, how is the rating of the assessment of the chief information officer of the given agency, what's their view on that investment. You can also see, it's very interesting to look at the relative size of the portfolio of the different agencies. DOD just dwarfs everything else. And, of course, we all know that, but when you see it graphically, it's really pretty compelling. In addition to that, you know, there's a lot of other tools. There are the Federal Procurement Database that shows information about awarded contracts. There's Fed BizOps that shows information about open solicitations that are being put on the street by different agencies. So all of those tools together, I would say, are important palette or portfolio of things that folks need to be monitoring and paying attention to.
So what we're really talking here is that dashboards are a way of being very transparent about what the government is doing in this arena, how it's spending its IT, how it's managing, not just how it's spending, but how it's managing its IT portfolio and its assets, things of that nature. Is that right?
Oh, yes. It is a transparency tool, and the goal is not just to put the dashboard up, but also to make the information available, and this is through the URL data.gov, in a way that it can be manipulated and analyzed and assessed using whatever tools the stakeholders want to use. So the goal around transparency is both through the use of dashboards, but also through the presentation of the raw data to open up that window and provide a view into the federal government's work.
And how's that going so far? The dashboard is relatively new, I believe new as of the calendar year, certainly sometime in the calendar year. Do you find that people are finding their way to the dashboard?
Yeah, I believe it's generated a lot of interest, and really a lot of interest even beyond the sort of the Washington Beltway community. I mean, it's gotten wide attention across all media channels and nationwide. I think that points to the interest of the public has in what the Obama administration is doing to push the use of IT as a strategic tool for managing and for fulfilling our obligations to the public. It's just really an embracing of new and innovative technologies that I think has gotten a real positive reception.
Well, that's always good to hear. I know one of the major initiatives of this administration is transparency, and it's also good to know, Casey, that if you build a transparency initiative like the dashboard, that people will come to it. We are talking this half hour on Off the Shelf to Casey Coleman. Casey is the Chief Information Officer for GSA, and when we come back, I want to talk to Casey a little bit about how her office coordinates IT operations internally in GSA, and also how she works with people like Vivek Kundra. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Throughout the history of American defense, Northrop Grumman has helped give the men and women of our military an edge with innovative design. Northrop Grumman delivered the products and systems that changed the course of battles and of wars. Today, our technology makes a difference in every domain. Air, land, sea, space, and cyberspace. The people of Northrop Grumman build satellites, unmanned systems, electronic systems, information technology, as well as submarines and ships. We build the systems that give our troops a moment-by-moment picture of the battle space and a critical war-fighting advantage, along with shields from enemy threats. For 70 years, wherever the American military has served, Northrop Grumman has supported our nation's and our allies' defenses with the most advanced technology. Northrop Grumman, defining the future.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your most humble host here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week at this exact time when we bring you the unimaginably loyal listener in industry and government, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I want to thank you for tuning in today as we continue our discussion with Casey Coleman. Casey is the Chief Information Officer of the General Services Administration. We talked in the first half segment of this show about the IT dashboards, both the federal IT dashboard and GSA's own internal dashboard. These are measurement tools where you, yes, you, can tune in to it.usaspending.gov. That's it.usaspending.gov and find the very latest information on what GSA and other federal government agencies are spending in IT and how they're managing their IT investments. Casey, as I mentioned in our, as we went to that first break, I wanted to talk a little bit about the challenges that your organization faces as part of GSA. You sit resident in GSA's central office, but you have responsibility for managing the overall IT portfolio, at least as of terms of the Chief Information Officer between the Public Buildings Service and the Federal Acquisition Service, not to mention the central office operation inside GSA. These are organizations that all have diverse customer and contractor partnerships. What are some of the best practices that your office has identified that has enabled you to provide good overall IT stewardship to these different portfolios?
Well, the approach that we take, and you're right, we are a decentralized organization in terms of our IT operations. My office, the Office of the Chief Information Officer, is responsible for all the Clinger Cohen duties, such as architecture, security, policy, IT strategy, and we also manage the consolidated infrastructure for the agency. So the common services like the delivery of the network, the wide area network, local area network, the phones, the help desk, email, and those types of laptops, BlackBerrys, those services are delivered centrally from this office. The business systems of GSA are managed by the various organizations that use them, such as the Office of the PBS Chief Information Officer or the Federal Acquisition Service Chief Information Officer. And that was my role prior to taking this job. So I think I've seen both sides of that relationship and understand sort of the various responsibilities and hopefully how to strike a good balance as we work together. And one of our best practice tools, of course, is governance. We have an IT Executive Council, and all the members of the council are senior executives who have an IT portfolio that they're responsible for. I chair that, and we have a rotating vice chair. And we meet every month and work on common issues and work on issues that require coordination and cooperation among our offices. Something else that we do is we try to employ management models that give us a common language, a common ability to operate consistently. So here at GSA, we use ITIL, which is IT Infrastructure Language Library, ITIL version 3. And that gives us a way to do very routine tasks routinely in a predictable kind of fashion so that when we're coordinating across multiple organizations, we do have a common framework for that coordination. We also look at it from an architecture point of view, and the framework that we use there is the segment architecture that OMB has promulgated, and the segments are functional in nature, finance, acquisition, infrastructure. We also look at it in sort of a horizontal fashion with what we would call core, common, and distinct. So architectural elements or IT capabilities that are core are those things that everyone uses, and it probably makes sense to have an enterprise perspective rather than each organization do them separately. And I'll give you an example of where we are doing that as an enterprise, and that is with the use of the HSPD-12 access card for single sign-on. We have gone to using the card for access to our network. So when employees come in the morning, they swipe the card in their card reader and enter their PIN, and that gives them two-factor authentication into the network. So that's a security, cybersecurity benefit, and it also is the foundation for adding in all the business systems, which will eventually authenticate in the same manner, so that employees will no longer have multiple PINs, multiple passwords, multiple user IDs. They will have the card and the PIN to get into all the systems for which they have authorization.
That sounds like it would be way too easy. I know that I, for one, enjoy having 16 different passwords that I have to remember for various things. I'm sure our listeners feel the same way.
But you're not being sarcastic, are you, Larry?
Of course I am. So these are some of the great lessons learned that you've had, Casey Coleman, in working and providing top-of-the-line IT and information services internally into your organization. Any other lessons learned that you want to share with our audience, whether they're in the IT community or not? Somebody with your bandwidth and stature probably has some interesting stories to share.
I do have a couple of other things that I think have ended up being beneficial. One of those is, and these pertain to customer service and customer satisfaction, because since we do provide the consolidated infrastructure to all of GSA, we have about 15,000-16,000 customers who depend on our services every minute of every day. If anything we provide goes down, they know about it, they feel it immediately. So we are very conscious of keeping our finger on the pulse of our customers' needs and satisfaction and issues that they may have. A couple things we do there. We do a couple of different types of customer surveys. We do an annual survey of all of our customers, and we do a random survey of help desk tickets that after they've been closed. And we after you've made a purchase on the Internet, they may ask you to rate your purchase. We ask you to rate your service experience with us, and we do that for about 1 out of every 10 tickets. So that gives us a real-time kind of pulse on what's going on. Something else we do is my team and I routinely visit each one of the GSA regional offices and headquarter offices, about 15 altogether, and just visit with all the employees there and ask them how things are going, what are they seeing, you know, what are the trends. From those kinds of visits, we learned that one group was having a really long time logging on in the morning. So we sent a tiger team to that area, and they went one by one along each person's computer and found sort of some common themes, some things that we could fix, and reduce their login time to under 5 minutes, three or 4 minutes, which was a big improvement. So that kind of on-the-ground, you know, customer interaction, customer surveys, I believe those have done a lot, not only in terms of our understanding how to best serve our customer base, but also building the relationships and credibility and the trust to do more.
Well, I know I'd certainly appreciate some help in logging into my network in the morning. Maybe you could send your Tiger team over to us in the coalition. We can always use a little technology upgrade. We're talking this half hour to Casey Coleman. Casey Coleman is the Chief Information Officer for the General Services Administration. When we come back, I want to talk to Casey a little bit about her role in supporting the GSA Administrator's goal of sustainability and creating a zero carbon footprint for her agency. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the Coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common-sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the Coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, President of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday at this time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the undevotedly loyal listener in industry and government, the latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As always, I want to remind our listeners that we welcome your feedback. Your feedback is always sought out here on Off the Shelf. To drop us a line on a suggestion for a show topic, a question for a guest today, or even me, Our email address is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We're continuing our conversation this half hour with Casey Coleman. Casey is the Chief Information Officer for GSA's for GSA, that is, where we get somebody of that high stature here on Off the Shelf. So, Casey, the CIO for GSA, so you better listen to what she has to say. Casey, as we went into that break, I promised our listeners a little bit discussion on sustainability. Knowing that Martha Johnson, the administrator of GSA, has as, I think, her chief goal, instituting sustainability wherever she can in GSA, publicly talking about things like getting the agency's own carbon footprint down to zero, your office has to play a fairly good-sized role in helping her achieve that because of some of the things that are innate to what a CIO's office does in the use of technology inside the agency to achieve many of its missions. Tell our listeners a little bit about how your office is working with the administrator on sustainability and what some of the opportunities and challenges are that you've identified in this area.
That's right, Larry. Technology is critical to realizing the goal, the challenge that Administrator Martha Johnson has put before GSA. And that goal is our version of the moonshot, an audacious, lofty goal that we're not entirely sure how we're going to meet, but we know that getting there is worthwhile, eminently worthwhile. And that moonshot is not just sustainability, but zero environmental footprint. So that is to say, GSA is neutral, carbon footprint neutral. That's a big goal, and we have begun the process of moving in that direction. There's a lot of policies that support this as a policy stance. There's a couple of executive orders that drive the federal government toward a more sustainable footing. The most recent one is Executive Order 13514. It gives GSA an important role to play in terms of government-wide leadership. But we're also looking at how GSA greens its own organization. And again, IT is a big part of that. And we're looking at it from two phases. One is green IT, and that is virtualization. That is power management. It is optimizing our data centers with, innovative heating and cooling or innovative cooling techniques. And beyond that, though, is IT for green. So the notion here is that it's not just about reducing the amount of energy that our IT systems consume. It's also about making smart IT investments that will help the rest of our organization become green. One example of that is smart buildings, and that is using IP, Internet Protocol, sensors to manage and monitor the utilities within a building that the Public Building Service would manage. Things like sensors that manage and monitor the heating, cooling, water, take care of the traffic flow through the building. So those kinds of systems, eventually might be on our network. We might eventually be using them to fine-tune those systems to maximize the comfort of the tenants and then the consumption of the utilities.
So really, your office is playing a pretty major role in this whole sustainability initiative. How's it going so far? I mean, this is something that the administrator kicked off pretty much GSA Expo, at least publicly. Any initial things that you all have been able to identify?
Yeah, one of our key initiatives is to really consolidate our server farms and to put our systems on as small a footprint of servers as possible. And so to that end, we've done a lot with consolidating our local area networks. We've gone from about 15 local area networks across the agency to about 15. We have consolidated all of our Citrix implementations for remote access and for our teleworkers. We've consolidated all of our enterprise licenses. And in the process of all of those consolidations, we've shut down over 400 servers. We've also avoided having to buy a great many more. So that's just sort of a tactical accomplishment, but it is one step in the zero environmental footprint. We're also asking our employees to look at their need for a personal printer. Printer is the kind of thing that we used to buy without giving it a lot of thought. It's $100, $200, and not an expensive item. On the other hand, that printer is powered on for 24 hours a day, and on average, industry benchmarks show that those desktop printers tend to be used about 15 minutes a day. So for 24 hours of electricity, you get 15 minutes of usage. Far better to use a shared multifunction printer, copy, scanner device that everyone can use and get a lot higher utilization out of it, and take some of those desktop printers offline. So we've also had several hundred people turn their printers back to us, and then we recycle them in an environmentally responsible way and make them available to other organizations that might have a need.
So a lot's happening in a short period of time in this arena. We look forward to hearing more about GSA's sustainability initiative. Casey Coleman, my guest this half hour, I promised our listeners here a little bit of a discussion about how your office works with federal CIO Vivek Kundra. Mr. Kundra, definitely a tough leader and an innovator when it comes to IT solutions. Tell our listeners a little bit about how your office works with Mr. Kundra. What is it that's pushing his buttons these days?
Well, you know, the job of the federal CIO is a huge responsibility, and I think we're all glad Vivek Kundra is in that job. He has really spearheaded a lot of key innovations, including the federal IT dashboard, the federal cloud computing initiative, data.gov, a lot of the other collaborative work and online dialogues that are taking place have been at his, under his leadership. And GSA, as a government agency with a government-wide mandate, often works very closely with OMB to help realize the promise of those initiatives. So we have, for example, President Obama signed the executive order on the first day he was in office to direct the federal agencies to conduct online collaborative dialogues with their constituents and ask the public how they could perform their mission better. GSA took the mantle of that challenge, and we set up a partnership with an organization that conducted that online dialogue, and we did all the security compliance, we did all of the procurement steps, and any agency was free to use it at no cost because of the agreements we had set up. So in doing that, almost every one of the agencies that was charged with that mandate ended up partnering with us to conduct their online dialogue using the framework that we created. So that was a buy once, use many kind of leveraging GSA's platform across the federal government.
So a lot of busy interaction there, and I'm sure you're doing stuff on a daily basis with OMB because your office is such a major part of what is going on in the CIO world. Casey Coleman, the Chief Information Officer for the General Services Administration, I want to thank you so much for coming on Off the Shelf this afternoon. Great guest. We look forward to having you back.
My pleasure. I'll look forward to doing that soon. Thank you, Larry.
Great. And I want to thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to Off the Shelf today. I'm Larry Allen. Join us again next week as we continue our discussions in the annals of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.